I'm waiting on a report back from the regulator to see what can be done about this, you know, and the department itself will need to step in. I think it needs overhaul the taxi business. The taxi business is a very tough business, but a very important business, and there have been fantastic taxi men over South Donegal, or I suppose over the country in years, 4 years. And in the Bundoran region, some of them have retired, and I want to wish them well on their retirement, and they're not being replaced. It will have an impact on tourism, especially in the evenings, and especially in daytime as well, because people like have to get a taxi maybe to go to the hospital or go to the doctor or go to do shopping, and then people have to be picked up at night from the hotels, from the cinema, from the nightclubs, from the pubs, the restaurants. And overall, they provide a fantastic service, and I don't think they've been properly treated. And I'm appealing again to the regulator and the department to do something about this, to put it into proper perspective, so that we will have taxis that will be properly looked after, very properly paid, and it's important for the local areas that taxis are there.
And you're still waiting on this report months on after raising it at Donegal County Council level. Do you think that the powers that be are taking this, what you're saying, is a very serious issue seriously?
Well, I am not sure about that. It would seem to me no. They don't understand, probably, you know, in Dublin, you know, the Donegal, or they don't understand the country areas, you know, where people depend on public transport. And especially, as I have outlined, the work that the taxi men do is fantastic. And I would hope that they would do something sooner rather than later, alleviate this very serious situation that we have as regards taxis.